Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Elsie. So, Mike, yesterday we talked about, what's the name of this, the feeling? The feeling.
What feeling?
The feeling. A something. A.
ASMR.
Oh, my God, you're having that feeling right now, right?
I'm super relaxed.
Ooh.
I just had someone wash my hair.
He is experiencing an ASMR.
Wow.
Okay, so we can say it's a sense of relaxation, right?
Oh, yeah, relaxation,
And we might have this feeling when somebody whispers something to us, or when we hear people sucking candies.
Oh, sucking on candies while someone whispers to me as I'm getting my hair washed. It's the best feeling.
Yeah.
It's true. Scientists have proven this. Yeah, ASMR is the name. It's autonomous...
Sensory
meridian response. That's the fancy name. That's why they call it ASMR. But it is that feeling that you get when you're in a state of total relaxation. You're not asleep. You're just super relaxed. And they actually made videos.
Yeah, so did you watch
some
of these videos last night?
Well, I got home and I was too tired.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but as you mentioned, hearing someone whisper or the sound of sucking candies. Mm-hmm. It starts in the back of your head and then spreads down your spine to the rest of your body, and soon you're super relaxed. And in today's busy and stressful world where there's always crazy stuff going on and Donald Trump is still Donald Trump, we all need to relax. So let's continue to relax and, more importantly, continue to learn about ASMR in our article for today.
Reading.
ASMR, a gentle buzz for the brain. The main purpose of ASMR videos is to help people relax. After a long day, watching a few videos at leisure can lower people's stress levels. Others, who suffer from sleep problems, watch ASMR videos before they go to bed at night. Some people have even suggested that these videos help them in their fight against depression. However, there are still a lot of questions about ASMR in the medical world. Some doctors believe that watching ASMR videos isn't a good solution because it could become a habit. Others disagree, arguing that ASMR is a safe and effective way to help people give their brains a break. Since ASMR is fairly new, there haven't been a lot of studies done on it. Therefore, it will probably take a long time before doctors tell people to do it. Whether it's used in medicine or not, ASMR's future seems bright. In the digital world, ASMR is a way to spread love and positive emotions through a computer screen.
So yes, we talked about these scientists who back in 2007 started to talk about the feeling of relaxation. They found that other scientists had the same feeling. So to test it, they made these videos they put on YouTube. Videos that are supposed to make you super relaxed. So let's talk more about the videos. The article says the main purpose of ASMR videos is to help people relax. So the main purpose, the main goal, the main objective, this is the main reason why they have the videos. It's to make people relax.
Main 这个形容词呢是主要的，那 purpose 则是名词目的。The main purpose is to 后面加上原形动词，用来说明主要的目的为何。ASMR 影片的主要目的是帮助人们放松。那在这样的句型当中呢，我们还可以用 goal 或是 aim 这样表示目标的字来说。For example, the long-term goal of hers is to become a successful businesswoman. 她的长远目标就是要变成一位成功的商业女强人。
All right, so the videos are there. Let's find out the main purpose or the main reason they made the videos. It says, after a long day, watching a few videos at leisure can lower people's stress levels. So there they go. They made it for us so that we can relax after a long day. We could also say after a busy day. Both of these give the idea that we've had a lot of things to do that day, maybe a lot of stress, things to worry about. So after a long day or a busy day, of course, you want to relax. So watching a few videos at leisure can lower people's stress levels. Well, that's what we do in our leisure time. To do something at leisure, leisure is basically just relaxing or free time. We often talk about leisure time as something you have on the weekends when you don't have to work. And if you do something at leisure or at your leisure, you're doing it basically when you want to. At any time, it's always available. There's no big hurry. There's no schedule. You're doing it at leisure. You're doing it when you want.
所以 leisure 这个字呢是名词，代表空闲闲暇的时候。那刚刚 Mike 提到的 leisure time 就是空闲时间， leisure activities 就是休闲活动。 To do something at leisure 就是在空闲的时候做某件事情。那文章说在空闲的时间看这些影片可以降低人们的压力。 I need to try watching one of these videos tonight.
Absolutely. For an example sentence for leisure, we could say in his leisure time, Bob likes to collect stamps. Ooh. He's a philatelist.
That's a good habit.
I used to collect stamps. Anyways, let's get back to these videos. You said you want to watch one of the videos tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a very good idea. But here's another kind of person who might want to watch one of these videos. Not just people who've had long or busy days. It's others who suffer from sleep problems.Watch AMSR videos before they go to bed at night. Of course, yes, there's lots of us. Millions of people out there have sleep problems. Generally, problems either falling asleep or problems staying asleep through the whole night. You wake up tired, you lie in bed, you can't sleep. People have sleep problems. Of course, you can take medicine if you suffer from sleep problems, but if you can do it in a natural, more healthy way,like by watching a video, why not try? Do you suffer from sleep problems?
Sometimes I do.
I think we all do at different times. To suffer from basically means this is a problem for you, probably a medical problem. We often talk about suffering from a cold or suffering from another type of disease.
So to suffer from something 就是遭受某事所苦。有睡眠问题的人呢，也可以在睡觉前看这些影片。Good to know it, because like I said, sometimes I have a hard time falling asleep.
Sometimes you have a hard time. I think I do too. Don't drink too much coffee
before bedtime. Oh, I drink a lot of coffee before bedtime. That's true.
The other thing, and this is a little bit strange, but they say don't look at a smartphone or a tablet screen.
That's true
too. So I'm not sure how you're supposed to watch a video...without looking at a computer screen. But hey, if it's going to work, try it out. Maybe it will really be a miracle for you and you won't have to take sleeping medicine and things like that. Let's read on. It says some people have even suggested that these videos help them in their fight against depression. So it's not just people with sleep problems or stress problems. People with depression might also get a little bit of help or relief.By watching some AMSR videos. This, though, is not maybe what we would call a fact. It's not hard science. It's a trend. It's an idea. It's something that they're looking at. That's why it says it's suggested, or some people have suggested that the videos. When you suggest something, you put forward what you think is a good idea. You put forward something that you want people to talk about. You're not ordering, you're suggesting. You're saying, yeah, maybe this would work, or maybe these videos will help with depression.
Suggest 这个动词就是建议提议。有些人还提出呢，这些影片可以对抗忧郁。Depression 这个名词就是忧郁的意思啦。那形容词是 depressed.感到忧郁的、沮丧的。When you feel depressed, you can watch these videos too. See if they can help you.
Absolutely. For an example sentence for suggest, we could say, I would suggest eating at this Italian restaurant. It's delicious.
Really?
Absolutely. Okay. Back to our article. It says, however, there are still a lot of questions about ASMR in the medical world. As we mentioned, these are some suggestions about ASMR videos helping with depression, but there are still a lot of questions, like it says in that sentence. If there are still a lot of questions, It's basically just another way of saying there's still a lot that we don't know. So the tests and experiments and research will continue about this important medical question. Medical, anything medical has to do with medicine. When we hear medical, this adjective, we think of medicine, doctors, nurses, hospitals, sickness, things like that. Anything medical probably has to do with your body, your mind, and getting better.
Medical 这个形容词就是医学的、医疗的。那它的名词呢是 medicine。Medicine 可以指医学或者是药物，比如说 don't forget to take the medicine，不要忘记吃药哦。那我们这边看到 medical 后面加的是 world， medical world 也就是医界的意思。所以呢，关于 ASMR 在医界里头还有许多问题需要被解答。I think there are still a lot of theories that need to be proved in the medical world.
Absolutely, as an example sentence for medical, we could say some medical corporations are among the biggest companies in the world. Big companies that make, you know, drugs and medicine that we all take.
Here in the article it says, some doctors believe that watching ASMR videos isn't a good solution because it could become a habit. 我们这边看到 solution 这个名词呢代表的是解决方法。A solution to the problem 代表的是这个问题的解决办法。那动词是 solve, S-O-L-V-E, 解决。To solve a problem 就是解决一个问题啦。那有些医生认为呢，看这些影片不是一个好的解决方法，因为可能会变成一种习惯。Habit 这个名词就是习惯、习性。To have a good habit 就是有好的习惯。To have a bad habit 就是有不好的习惯。So some doctors are afraid that people might rely on these videos too much or get addicted to them.
Yeah, if you get addicted to it, it's a habit that's not really too good for you. People often get addicted to checking their phones all the time, and that can be a bad habit too. So, could these videos turn into a bad habit where you can't sleep unless you watch one of them? Possibly, but the article says others disagree. Others say, no, there's no danger, they won't become a bad habit. They disagree.Others disagree, arguing that ASMR is a safe and effective way to help people give their brains a break. So they're saying, no, there's no danger here. It's not a medicine. You're not putting it in your body. You're just watching videos. So it's a safe and effective. If it's effective, it works. So it's safe and it actually works as a way to help people give your brain a break. Help your brain relax.
Effective 这个形容词就是有效的，所以呢，有些医生反对，也有一些医生赞成，他们觉得 ASMR 是一种放松大脑的有效方法。
As an example sentence for effective, we could say this bug spray isn't very effective. None of those mosquitoes are dead.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, gotta buy a better kind. Anyways, back to the article. Since ASMR is fairly new, there haven't been a lot of studies done on it. Remember, this whole thing was only discovered about 11 years ago, so it is fairly new. It's quite new. 11 years ago in the world of science is not a long time, and that's why there haven't been a lot of studies done on it. There are only so many scientists, only so much time. They're busy working on other things, but slowly we will learn more.
Mm-hmm.在这个句子当中呢，我们看到 since 它是一个连接词哦，代表的就是 because 的意思。因为 ASMR 还很新，所以对于它的研究没有太多。
All right, well, next we read, therefore, it will probably take a long time before doctors tell people to do it. That's right, doctors can't usually recommend something unless it's been proven, unless there's good science. So...Because of the fact that it's only been around for a little more than 10 years, because of the fact that only a few studies have been done on it, you might do it for yourself, but it will be quite a while before doctors are giving you a prescription. Go home and watch 3 videos before bed. That might be a little bit in the future.
Therefore, 这个副词呢是因此所以，那放它会放在句首带出后面的结果。同样的还可以用 as a result 这三个字来说。那因为这样的 ASMR 这个理论还很新，没有太多的研究，所以要得到医生的认可还要花上很长的时间。
Yeah, as an example sentence for therefore, we could say it's raining outside, therefore we won't go to the park.
Oh, no.
I know, it's too bad, but there's rain, so we can't go to the park. Anyways, we can continue our article. Whether it's used in medicine or not, the ASMR's future seems bright. Absolutely. Even if doctors aren't prescribing videos to us right now, it seems that ASMR is interesting science. It seems to be on the right path, and it seems that as the tests continue, we will learn more about it. So yes, ASMR's future seems bright. A bright future is a good future, a positive future. Good things will happen in the future.
在这个句子中呢，我们看到 whether or not 是不管无论的意思。无论 ASMR 是否被用在医疗上面，它的未来似乎是 bright 看好的。
Because after all, there are lots of things we do to make ourselves happy or things we do that feel good that aren't part of science. They're just part of the way we live. In the digital world, it says ASMR is a way to spread love and positive emotions through a computer screen. And what's wrong with that? Who can argue against that? It's a way of spreading love and positive or good, happy emotions or feelings through a computer screen. Of course, the computer screen connects us to the internet, and that is the digital world that we're talking about there. So go on YouTube and get relaxed.
And use a digital tool. Digital 就是形容词数位的。那在数位的世界中 ,ASMR 是一个轻松可以藉由电脑荧幕 computer screen 传递爱和正面情绪的方法。
So maybe I'll have to stop watching funny cat videos.
No more those videos.
And start watching ASMR videos. Yeah. But the cat videos relax me too.
I know. Does it give you an ASMR feeling?
I don't know. Maybe the cuteness gets in the way. All right, we'll have our chat question when we come back.
For You Chat.
So, we've learned that there are lots of ways to relax. ASMR videos are one of them. But what about other ways to relax? After all, people haven't been watching relaxing YouTube videos for very long, but people have been relaxing since there've been people around. So, what are some of the things that you do to help you relax? And we won't include watching ASMR videos.
So,
other ways
to relax. For me, I go workout.
Oh, you go to workout.
I go workout, and after that, I feel so relaxed.
So while you're in the gym, and you're running, and you're sweating, and you're breathing hard, you're not relaxed at that point.
Not really, but afterwards.
Afterwards, you feel relaxed. Mm-hmm. Okay, so going to workout, going to exercise, that's a fantastic way to relax, and it's healthy, too.
Yeah, or going to the movies.
Going to the movies, that can be relaxing. Well, it depends on what movie you see.
Horror movies?
If you see a horror movie, you might not be so relaxed. Or if you see a movie that's really crowded and people are talking all the time and you're trying to focus on the movie, then you wouldn't be relaxed. Shh, hey, everyone, be quiet. Well, what about you guys? What are some things that you do to help you relax? And have a chat about that. Don't relax too much, finish the chat, and then you can really relax and maybe even get some ASMR going. We'll see you soon, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
ASMR, a gentle buzz for the brain. The main purpose of ASMR videos is to help people relax. After a long day, watching a few videos at leisure can lower people's stress levels. Others, who suffer from sleep problems, watch ASMR videos before they go to bed at night. Some people have even suggested that these videos help them in their fight against depression. However, there are still a lot of questions about ASMR in the medical world. Some doctors believe that watching ASMR videos isn't a good solution because it could become a habit. Others disagree, arguing that ASMR is a safe and effective way to help people give their brains a break. Since ASMR is fairly new, there haven't been a lot of studies done on it. Therefore, it will probably take a long time before doctors tell people to do it. Whether it's used in medicine or not, ASMR's future seems bright. In the digital world, ASMR is a way to spread love and positive emotions through a computer screen.
Vocabulary Review.
Leisure. Henry enjoys going fishing in a nearby lake in his leisure time. Suggest. The doctor suggests that I sleep more in order to stay healthy. Medical. Lisa was sent to the medical center because local clinics were unable to handle her cancer. Solution. The boss held a meeting with his staff to come up with the solution to the crisis. Habit. Sarah is trying to get her son to break the habit of eating nothing but junk food. Therefore, Chris studied hard for the test. Therefore, he did well on it.